All right, so we're starting to give you our Kori L'Mafreya in Megillah, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, so what's the what's the svar? Go ahead. Hakori is a Megillah L'Mafreya Lo Yata. So what does that mean? He reads it out of order. He reads it out of order. Like some people like to read the end of a book first. They read the last chapter, and then they go back. So let's say you did that. Couldn't wait to see what happens. So you read the last chapter, short chapter, and then you go back and you read Aleph through Tess. Yeah. So the Mishnah says you're not Yotze. All right, let's take the first Gemara, the first piece of Gemara. Then we'll come back. Go ahead. Mino Animili. So Mino Animili means it's not an obvious thing. It's not an obvious thing. You need a Raya for it. You need a Raya for it. Alright, so everybody wants to know how L'Mafreya would the Havamina, how much L'Mafreya would be an acceptable Havamina? Right? How much L'Mafreya would be an acceptable Havamina? So what's the most L'Mafreya that we could do?
Backwards everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, so everybody would agree, what? Ozra, Lechol, Molsha, Reveh, Omal. That's backwards for La'amo, Vidori, Shalom, Lechol, Zara. So obviously, you're reading the words. That's obviously not even obvious, no? Reading the letters, reading the words backwards themselves. Okay, we all think it's obvious, but we're going to have to explain it, I guess. So what about Zaro, Lechol, Sholom, V'dover, L'amo, Tov, Dorei, Shechav, L'ro, V'rotzei, L'Yehudim, V'godol, Hasher, Kamelech, Mishnah. What about the sentence, the...
you're creating new
you're reading... How we define that one?
Word by word.
Reading the sentences backwards.
Well, no, I would say reading the words backward. The sentences backward.
Well, then what was the first thing we did?
That was reading letters backward.
Reading letters backwards?
Right?
I can't read one letter backward.
Yeah. And the other one is reading... Okay, so we worked it out. We worked out the terminology. So you can read the words backwards. Okay. Meaning just start read as if the words were completely reversed, which is crazy, okay, granted. Or you read sentences backwards. Right? It means you start with the last word and go to the first word. Or you can read the perek backwards. Start with the last pasuk. Read to the first pasuk. Or the Megillah backwards. You read the last perek. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay? Okay. Yeah, obviously when you're reading the words backwards or the sentences backwards, you know, I don't know if it really makes a difference anymore if you're going in exactly the reverse order. But the point is, so which one of those would you say is the Havamina?
Perek.
The perek backwards, meaning start with the last sentence and read to the first sentence. And it doesn't really matter what order the prakam are, does it? Does it have to start with the first parak and read the last sentence of the first parak and then the second parak last? I mean, it doesn't really make a difference. It's not really going to matter.
If you hold that's
Havamina.
Why do you have to read backwards? Why can't you just do parak aleph, parak hey, parak?
So that's reading the Megillah out of order, right? Whereas backwards is really not necessarily the right word. It's out of order. It's out of order. Yeah. So, anyways, if you take the letters out of order, you just don't have words, right? Take the letters out of order, you just don't have words. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
If you take the words out of order, you don't have sentences. It's really just a question of what you think is the important unit of the Megillah, basically. In other words, let's put it this way. There's a certain point where order defines the basic Misa. Right? And then there's a certain point where there's an extra... where there's an extra quality to the action. So, for instance, in my initial example, if a person read the story and he read the last chapter first, I think you would say he read the story. No? He read the story. Teacher says read the story. You read the last chapter first. I don't think it really makes a difference what order you got it in. Right? But if you read the words out of order, just picked words at random and started reading them, then I think we would agree he didn't read the story at all.
Maybe a subjective call in the case of sentences, though.
Could be subjective in the case of sentences. Yeah. So we're pretty comfortable saying the chapters would be good. The words and letters would obviously be the words and sentences would obviously be have to be read in order. But we're not sure about the prakim.
Isn't that given once you say the
chapters? No, that would be.
No, I meant the book out of order. I misspoke.
Who,
when you read the last chapter first, you're reading the book out of order.
So wouldn't that
you're reading the when you're reading the chapters out of order, that means you're reading within that's the chapter out of order. You're reading the sentences in different orders. Yeah, we gotta get our terminology. Stick with our terminology.
Oh, so the question is whether the chapters out of order is
right.
Okay, I would think that chapters out of order is unintelligible.
Chapter out of order.
If you read a chapter out of order, it's unintelligible.
If you read a chapter out of order, so you're saying it goes by intelligible? Okay. Well, at least we need some sort of guideline over here. Intelligibility. That's a good one. Let's seriously think about this for a minute, though. Let's just take it from a different point of view for a minute. Is there certain things that we would agree are impossible to be done l'mafreya? Right? Like what? No, it's like if I told you to count, right? You can't count out of order.
Well, that by definition is a progression.
By definition is a progression. Right? Now, there's certain things by definition, if the next step requires the prior step, right, and that's the definition of your action, like counting, right, a certain order is the action itself demands a certain order. Because you're building, like Jonas saying, you're building one on the other, right? Two is only that which comes after one. Three is only that which comes after two. So just so I can randomly assign numbers to things. What's that?
You're just listing numbers.
You're not doing the action of counting. You're not doing the action of enumerating.
Wait, you can't. Right. Can you take any given list of numbers and make
it? It's interesting, halacha, by Maisa Sheni. You ever see those halachas? Are interesting cases over there. Not Maisa Sheni. By Maisa Behema. Because the halacha is, what's that?
Didn't we do it?
Maybe. I don't
know.
Yeah. When did that come up? Yeah, so halacha is you got to count your behemas, and the tenth one that comes under the shevet is the meiser behema, and you count it, and you have to be korei the shame. So there are all kinds of interesting cases the person messes up the count. Right? Interesting cases the person messes up the count. Let's say he says 10 before he says 9. All different kinds of funny cases, but in terms of the counting, it doesn't, just because you call it 10, it doesn't make it the 10th one. And if it's in fact the 9th one, there are more complicated halachas over there because there's a separate riboy of the one that you call 10 anyway. But I think they're both going to be kodesh, the 10th one and the one that you call the 10th. But anyway, so in terms of the maisa of counting, that necessarily has to be in order. Okay, so then, what's the difference over here? So over here, there's a havamina, though, that it's okay. So what's the argument to say it would be okay if I read it? Let's take, just for simplicity, let's take the most agreeable case of out of order. The person just reads the last chapter, and then or the simple cases, like a case in the Gemara, would be like... you just whatever it is, you missed one sentence. You three psukim in, you missed one sentence, and then you just go back to the one you missed and continue where you were. Just a regular, ordinary case. Doesn't have to be so complicated, right? You're up to pasuk yud dalet. You realize you missed yud beis, so you just read yud beis and go back to yud dalet.
Maybe say it's like
in terms of the havmina, what is the real havmina? If you're going to tell me, it just means, look, here's a text, here's a document. It's a safer. It has letters, and it's written on a parchment and it has letters. If it means, if the havmin is, you've got to just actualize every letter on the page through verbalization, that seems too crazy. Because then you could do our letters backwards trick. You just enumerate every letter. That doesn't seem like it's even a havmin. So what does the havmin exactly? Yeah. Okay, so we're saying to be kore the sefer really means to get the content of the sefer, to understand the content of the sefer. In other words, the sefer is written to convey certain information, right? Anything is written to convey a certain amount of information. And to say that you were kore the thing means that you that you were able to through the document, you were able to understand the content that is intending to convey. Okay, so we can't really. It's hard to break it down to exactly what type of out of order the person would have to would be good, but we can certainly negate unintelligible words that come from reversing letters, and even reversing the content of a sentence, because a sentence is essentially a unit of information, right? There's a structure of an action being described, or some sort of something is being
as the havamina.
As the havamina. No, that wouldn't even be a havamina. To read something that you can't, that won't convey information and unintelligible utterances, that's definitely not good. But if a person read a full chapter, for instance, just out of order, so then you'll say, look, he read the story. Why? Because he did a maisa of kriya that gave him the content of the information, that conveyed to him the information. If he just jumbled every sentence, probably it would be hard to say that that's true. But certainly if he just missed one line somewhere and inserted it later, or broke it down into the into basic pieces of the story, but just not in the right order, that would certainly be Lemafreya. So you can't really define Lemafreya. The point is, you can't really define Lemafreya on a purely technical level like we were trying to do initially. Just break it down into reversing words, reversing sentences, reversing prakim, reversing Megillah. It's not a question that's interpreting Kriya as like a technical physical action. Right. And in that sense, it would be all or nothing. I mean, either you're gonna say you have to dafka read the document as it's written, or just enunciate the letters of the document. So then really logically, what's the difference, right? But we all initially understood that can't be, that's not even havamina, to just read the letters out of order. So, because we're saying that kriya is not really just a purely mechanical activity. Kriya is an intellectual activity. Via the text, you have to actualize certain concepts, certain ideas, certain story. So the only question is, what if the person read it in such a way that he was able to understand fully the content, but it wasn't in the order that it was written? So he just read one sentence out of order, or he just read one parak out of order, but in a different place. But Lemaisa, at the end of the day, we can say, you can give him a quiz on the Megillah and he'd get it all right. He understood the content fully. So that's the Havamina. The Torahs, the Rabbanon say, you must read the Megillah. And we understand, it's an Inyan of Pirsa Manei, so of course, it's a Kriya that brings out the story, that tells you the events. So there's no Havamina if you read it in a way that it's not possible to understand the story, then you're not being Kore the Maisa, you're not being Kore the Maisa of the mice of the nace at all. But what if I did a kriya that did result in my in the pierce of my nace, but it wasn't exactly following the order of the psukkah? Okay, so that's a good havamina. Did I read the Megillah? Yes. Just like if I read a book and I understood it fully, even though I might have peeked at the end before I started. Okay? So what's the drasha? So minohani mili. Now we have a minohani mili. So why is it no good? So Rava says, because the pasuk says, kichsavam v'chizmanam.
Mazmanam l'afrela, aksav l'afrela.
So kichsavam v'chizmanam. Just like there's man is not backwards, cannot be backwards, so too the ksiva cannot be backwards. So this is the pasuk of the Kabbalah of the mitzvah. Kihu v'kibbol ha'idim aleim v'alzaram v'alkol nevam aleim v'lo yavor. So what were they mekabel? Lios osim eshneha yamim o'ele kichsavam v'chizmanam. They were mekabel to do these 2 days kichsavam v'chizmanam, like their ksav and like their time. Kol shana v'shana. So the Gemara says, that's not talking about kriya, that's talking about osim. Right? We osim eshnei yamim ha'ela. So that means to say, what? Rashi? Minoi l'mafreya lo, ma zamanam l'mafreya lo, di'ef shashiyya tesvav kodem l'yudalid. So just like the 15th never precedes the 14th, like a counting issue, right? So too, they can't reverse the celebrations, right? The prozim always have to do it on Yud Daled, and the mukaf and chom always have to do it on Tesvav. Okay. In other words, each one had a certain event on their. Each one had an event in their time. The prozim had their celebration on the 14th, and in Shushan they had it on the 15th. So now we're going to institute the mitzvah of asiyah to be like those times, to reflect those times of the original events. So those days can never. So days can never be just like their times can't be reversed. It's fixed. It always has to be that the 15th is after the 14th. So you can't have the celebration be any different. What the havmina would be? I mean, because they're maybe if it's on the Shabbos, what do you do? Well, different, maybe a different questions. But the Gemara says that pasuk is not talking about kriya at all. It's talking about asiya. They were koveya the yomim. The yamim are kavua in their according to the zman. But what does that do with the kriya? What does that do with reading backwards? Go ahead.
El mahafa tachsiv behayam ma'ela niskarim v'nasim kiskish zechir lasiya masi l'mafrela av zechir l'mafrela.
So now it comes out to chain. We know that asiya is l'mafrela lo. Because of kichsavam v'chizmanam, lios osim, eshneim miriel kichsavam v'chizmanam. So the asiyah has to be in order. You dafka have to have the prozim preceding the mukafin choma. Now is that really like the Ramban explains that? The Ran explains that that's really part of the pirsum hanes. We should, in the nace, in the celebration of the nace, it should reflect the fact that the prozim started something and the mukaf and choma continued. There's an interesting drush of them in the first run in Megillah. It says, it's really one inyan. It's really one inyan of the pirsum, that we should reflect that there were two stages. Something with the prozim, and then it was continued, and then there was an extra day with the mukaf and choma. So, this is machlokas actually, the Ramban and the Ran, what the reason is. But there's a certain element of the very story that has to be reflected in the different days. Okay? So you can't have it reversed. Either it's, I think the Ramban holds that really the prozim were the ones who started the whole celebration. In other words, they were the ones who really. After the first year, they continued to celebrate because he held they were more in danger, and then so they wanted to give them the so when they instituted the mitzvah, they gave them a certain recognition that they were the first ones to do it on their own, because it says it's mashma like that, because it says in the Megillah, very confusing in the Megillah in terms of when it started and what was exactly the mitzvah, but what they did on their own, what Mordechai was telling them to do, but it does say this is his main raya, because it says like this. It says Eis asher echilu lasos. Where is that? Hold on. Right, v'kibel ha'yudim eis asher hechelu la'asos, v'eis asher kosav Mordechai aleihem. So I think the Ramban takes that pasuk. Eis, what does it mean? What they started? So he wants to say that the prazim started it, and then Mordechai instituted it for everybody. But the point is, it's dafka that it has to be. Now, it's not like two separate inyanim. It's not like there's a mitzvah of the prazim and a mitzvah of the mukaf and choma. And maybe there are reasons why ones could be in a different order. Maybe we would be makdim if it's Shabbos, whatever it is. But the point is, no, it's a fixed order. That's a unit together. The whole Am should be misameach on these 2 days in a fixed order to reflect one greater idea. That it was started with the prazim and continued with the mukaf and choma. So it's dafka that the mukaf and choma have to come after the prazim. The prazim has to be first. It's not like two separate mitzvahs. And they could each just, maybe there's a reason why one could be pushed forward and one could be pushed back, whatever it is. Right? If it was a mitzvah given to the mukafin on this day and the prazim on another day and they're separate, it would be possible to say that they don't exist in a fixed relationship to each other. Understand? But there's an inyan of the pirsum that the relative position is really part of an expression of the pirsum too. I think the Ran is a little different. He wants to say there's an element in the pirsum that there was an extra nace that they were able to have a second day in Shushan. But either way, the point is the asiyas, it has to be the prazim first and then the mukaf and choma next, and that we get from kizmanom. Okay, and then we have a hekesh from asiya to zechira. Nizkarim v'nasim. So nizkarim means to be mentioned, to be remembered. That's the kriya. So that means iskish zechira l'asiya. Ma asiya l'mafeilo af zechira l'mafeilo, and zechira and asiya itself goes back to zmanam. So zmanam and asiya are together. Now it's how we know asiya is dafka in that order, not l'mafreya, and then asiya is compared to ksiva to zechira. Okay, so what do we have from all this? And the question is like this: in these drushes, you have three things over here, right? You have the Megillah, you have Hallel, you have four things actually: Kriya Shema, and Tefillah, and especially this one and Hallel have a lot of psukim for three choices for Hallel. Question is, I mean, it's just the question in general: is you have these types of drushes? This is what you were asking, I think. Is there a significance to the particular drasha, or is it just they hung it on something to teach you that l'mafreya is low, but doesn't really have to do with zmanam? Could have taken it's just that happens to be not possibly to be l'mafreya, so they just use that to show you that it's not l'mafreya. Or is there really an idea of zmanam that demands, no, is this the pasuk that's chosen some sort of an idea behind the reason? Or is it just a way of conveying that it's not La Mafreya, but it's not associated with the ideas of days being in order? Is there some idea of the day of the order of the days that demands the Zechira also to be in order? Well, no, it just happens to be. Days can't be reversed, so then we, for some other reason, the reading can't be reversed, so we they compared the reading to the days. Let's just ask our original question. What is lacking? What don't you have if you read it backwards? I mean, that's not a bad method. Because we're saying if you read it backwards, you're not Yotze. So then that must mean, not backwards, but out of order, I'm sorry, you're not Yotze. So then that must mean that the Chiyuv is saying that you're lacking something. You're lacking something in your Asiyah if you don't read it in order. So what would you be lacking if you didn't read it in order? So Yonah is saying that the Zechira is like our Asiyah, like an our reenactment of the events. Through our Zechira, that's what he would say is that the Nizkarim V'Nasim. That there's a Hekesh of Zechira to Asiya. So we reenact verbally the events. And the events have to obviously occur in order. So the reenactment via the reading is also in order. In other words, saying it's not just getting the ideas, that's the ordinary Kriya. Right, ordinary Kriya would just be to get the content, and then the Mafreya would be okay. But here it's different. It's not a regular Kriya. It's like a Zechira of Asiya. Niz Korim V'Nasim. By the way, what would be like Lamafreya? Like, for instance, a very, very common Lamafreya issue, and I haven't seen anybody speak about this. But seems to me pasha that it should be okay. A lot of times what happens is, let's say you're doing Shnei Mikra, mm-hmm. right? And no. Well, you get through and you realize you've missed one pasuk. So Mistava, you don't have to go and start from there and continue. Mistava, you could read that one pasuk.
Or you just missed the whole parsha also.
Right. There's no din that the Shnei Mikra has to be. There's no din that Lemafrei Alo. Not that I've seen. I looked for it one time, but I haven't seen anything like that. Right, well, like you said, so I missed the whole parsha. They make it up later. People do that. They make it up later. That's what people are doing all night on Simchas Torah.
Why can't you do that for laning? When you miss a pasuk during laning.
Okay, so but I had a slightly different idea.
We give it 1 second?
Sure. I don't think anybody here was here in the shiur when we were doing brachos, but in brachos there is a similar idea like you're saying now by Kriya Shema. If you learn through the Gemara discusses the order, it's mistaver that it's in other words, when we say that Kriya Shema is Kabbalas Olmoch HaShemayim, right? So what does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean that before a person reads Kriya Shema, he doesn't have the Olmoch HaShemayim? And when he says Kriya Shema, then he is Mekabel Olmoch HaShemayim? So of course not. Person is under the Olmoch HaShemayim, he recognizes the Olmoch HaShemayim the minute he wakes up. But there's an idea of via the Kriya doing a Kabbalas Olmoch HaShemayim via Kriya, like represent, like the Maisa is through the Maisa of the Kriya. And I don't remember exactly how it worked out, but there was an interesting piece of Gemara over there that it means to say that the Parsha is constructed in a way, because then the question is how do you the order the Kabbalah Kol Shemayim, then the Mitzvos, but there was an idea over there that it's like a model of the Asiya. This has to be Kabbalas Olmoch HaShemayim before you have the mitzvos, but it doesn't mean that before a person reads Kriya Shema, he's not under the Olmoch HaShemayim. It means to say that the Parsha is B'dibur representing the format of Asiya, the logical order of Asiya. You understand? Doesn't mean a person can't be Makabal or Mechushmaim without Kriyashma. Alright, anyway. Okay, so the other possibility I was thinking about is like this. That if I read the, let's say I read the story slightly out of order. Let's put it this way. What do you have when you read it in order? There's two things we're trying to say. We're saying that there's an idea of the piersum that comes about through the kriya. There's a story in the Megillah. And the mitzvah is to do a kriya that conveys the content of that story. Okay? But like Yonah was saying before, there is a certain concept of a building of ideas. Okay? So if I read the end first, so at that moment, Avi, at that moment, the ending doesn't have a significance to me yet. The content of the ending doesn't have a place. Okay? It's true, I'll know it. I'll retain it in my mind. And when I get to the end of the ninth parak, I'll remember what I read in the tenth parak, and the story will be complete. Okay? But in that case, it comes out that the kriya and the piersum, or the kriya and the idea of the story, are not completely commensurate. Because the kriya, when I did the kriya on the last perek first, right, at that point, I gained a certain knowledge. But it wasn't knowledge of the completion of the story at that point yet. I only gave it that qualification of being the completion of the story when I read the first nine chapters later. So when we say over here, Kichsavon v'chizmanom, and Nizkorim v'nasim, it means to say that the zechira that we have to do on Purim, it has to be, by definition, the kriya of piersum. The only way it is definitively a kriya of the piersum is when the piersum emerges simultaneously with the kriya itself. That's only true when the events are read in their proper order, because then each one is mentioned and qualified as the component of the story, and it gets that information has its kiyum with the kriya itself. If I read the ending first, then that kriya didn't have the information I read at that moment didn't have the kiyum of its place. I can retain it and then plug it back in later. But then it turns out that my kriya and my piersum don't emerge simultaneously. You understand? There's a lemafreya element to the emergence of the total story. And the chiyuv of Megillah is, definitively speaking, not a kriya that will give you that by which you can attain the concept, but definitively it's a kriya shel piersum. It has to have the quality of piersum in the very maisa of the kriya itself. The only way that the maisa kriya has the identity of piersum is when each part that you read gives you the information that is appropriate and makes sense in the story at that moment. Otherwise it comes out that I did the maisa of the kriya, but it didn't have the quality of piersum at that point, because it was just a hanging fact. It was just a hanging fact. When I read the first nine prakam later, I say, oh, now I understand why Mordechai was so great at the end of this story. Oh, now I understand, who that guy was that they hung, you know. But it wasn't emerging with the kriya itself. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
In other words, the Pearson would have to come about after the Kriya if you didn't read it in order. It would have to come about in your mind putting together what you read. I read an exciting part at first, and now I understand why it's important. So that means to say that when I finished my Misa of the Kriya, I'd have to now assemble what I thought, what I read, and make sense out of it. That means to say that the Kriya and the sense are not biyachad. That means to say that the Kriya is not, by definition, a teaching, a Kriya of Pearson. It requires another element of assembly. Right, Megillah is not given with the instructions some assembly required. Can't be some assembly is required. It has to be like a Shulchan Aruch, like a whole elaborate, like a story that is prepared. I mean, that's what the story is. I mean, like you know what I'm saying. It's a progression of ideas. If this idea doesn't come in its proper progression, then in the telling of the story, there's a the telling of the story is not told with the recital of the Megillah if it's out of order. And then, but what I'm trying to say, halachically speaking, is there's a certain quality of the Kriya in terms of Kriya as an action of accessing the ideas of the Megillah. I did it if I did it out of order. That's the Havamina. But it doesn't have a certain quality of a Kriya shall pierce them, definitively of a Kriya shall pierce them, unless it's in its order. Now, so the point is, we broke it down into a Maisa Kriya, that would be a Havamina, and then obviously the Maskana is a certain qualified Kriya. So the Maisa Kriya is simply that which gives you the information, and you can assemble it and know the story. But the Kriya, the quality of Pearson in the Kriya, as a part and parcel of the act that you're doing, is only if with the Kriya itself emerges perfectly the Pearson. If the Pearson is not biyachad with the Maisa Kriya, then it's just the regular Kriya that we're talking about. I'll give you a mashal that if the Kriya is just the communication of the story via the Ksav, right? But we're saying Pearsum, the Kriya shall Pearsum, is a certain qualified idea. So I'll give you an example. Like, let's say I tell you, I would tell you something has to be a suspenseful reading, right? So I could tell you the story, I could tell you the ending first, and you would get the content of the story, but it wouldn't be a suspenseful event reading. I don't know if that doesn't sound right, suspenseful, but anyway, it wouldn't be a reading of suspense that the full story does not emerge until all the elements are in place, and then like a mystery. I want to read you a mystery. Here's how he did it, and now we're going to read the. No, you didn't read it. It doesn't have the quality of a reading of a mystery. So there are certain qualities that emerge depending on how you meet out the information. The Pearsum is the Kriya shall Pearsum is the Kriya, is that kind of a Kriya.
Kriya alone is just not enough.
Kriya alone, I know that I could read the mystery by seeing who done it first, but that really undermines the whole nature of the kind of a Kriya that you're trying to attain. Right? Okay.